Hello, Raider fans. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. Now, on today's show, we've got hosts of the Silver and Black Show, Jim Plunkett and Greg Papa, to let us know what we can see on this week's episode. Guys, maybe you can tell them who I got to sit down with on your show.
All right, this week on the Silver and Black Show, Jeanette, we're going to have as a guest, and Jeanette's actually going to do the conversation with the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, Lamar Houston, Jim, who's had a very solid third year in the NFL, but he may have had his best game as a pro last Sunday against Jacksonville.
Yeah, and it all comes down to hustle and working hard and going after the football wherever it may be on the field. And he shows a lot of hustle, a lot of determination. He comes up with big plays time and time again for the Raiders defense.
He had 8 tackles in the game. He had a sack early in the game. And then later he comes up with deep play in overtime with the punch out here of wide receiver Cecil Shorts, and the Raiders take over and wind up winning the football game. Now, the Raiders the last couple of weeks, Jim, have played much better on defense. They played well in Atlanta. They played certainly from midway through the second quarter against Jacksonville, maybe their best defensive football of the year.
I agree entirely, although Jacksonville is not the strongest offensive unit in the league. Still, they did what they had to do. They shut them down, got the ball back time and again for the Raiders, and helped the Raiders to victory.
And you're going to talk to Raider head coach Dennis Allen, who certainly oversees the entirety of the football team. And over on the offensive side, Carson Palmer in this no-huddle offense was very interesting, Jim. The Raiders were kind of throttled in the first half. They went to the no-huddle in the second half, and Carson Palmer led them to 2 touchdowns to tie the game.
He certainly did, and accomplished a couple of things at no huddle. Not only did it keep the Jaguars off balance, but time was a factor as well. You know, being down 20-6 at one point, you need those extra snaps during the course of a ball game to help you run more plays so you can get in the end zone. So, it worked in 2 ways for the Raiders' benefit.
You know, big game as always when the Raiders go to Arrowhead. Jeanette, they'll be there with a record of 2-4 this Sunday, trying to get to 3-4, and the Chiefs off their bye week are going to be tough, though. They are 1-5 to start the year. So check us out on the Silver and Black Show. Our guest this week, Dennis Allen, and the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, Lamar Houston.
Thanks, Jim and Greg. Looking forward to this Sunday's game against the Kansas City Chiefs, our AFC West rivals. Also looking forward to the Silver and Black Show this weekend. We'll have to watch both on TV as it is an away game. Now, Raider fans, to get more coverage on this game, you can always log on to Raiders.com for photo galleries and up-to-the-minute information. Thanks for watching this edition of Behind the Shield.